Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, with him, anything is possible. And he's showing you that. He's putting me and Terry were just talking about it on the sideline. You know, he's putting the ball in places where it makes our job so much more easier, because he's putting it where only you can get it and the defender has no play on it. So, you know, you truly got to be cherish stuff like that and be thankful for it, because not everyone can do that. He's a special talent, and he's showing you guys, he's showing us each and every day, and we're just excited that he's on our side.
The voice of Jahan Dotson out at training camp today as he met with the media at the podium. Welcome back, Grant and Danny. On the Fan, all of our training camp coverage on 106.7 is presented by Paul Henry's Window Installation, paulhenryswindows.com, your clear home improvement choice. Dotson had very nice things to say about Jaden Daniels. You just heard some of those. He also broke down Cliff Kingsbury's offense and how it pertains to, you know, his role now moving forward. This was Dotson today at the mic.
The biggest thing for me is just getting our playmakers in space and letting us do what we do. Well, that's quick screens, stretching the ball down the field. You know, for me, myself, getting me in space, letting me create space, because I feel like I do a very good job of that in tight windows, letting me move around everywhere. Terry, you know, getting those deep balls, go balls. I feel like he's the best go ball player in freaking NFL history. So, you know, letting him do that, because it's truly an art what he does, and it's special watching it and being able to being that Cliff is enabling us to do that. It's really cool.
Dotson is a big time X factor for the Commanders this year. I don't think that's breaking any news. He was a first round pick now 2 years ago. As a rookie, he flashed a ton in the second half of the season after getting healthy. He regressed and really struggled last year despite more targets and more catches than in his rookie season. He played in 17 games and started 16, and he was sub-50 grabs and sub-520 yards, which I think pretty shocking when you think about some of the storylines coming out of camp and just how prevalent he was in the offense with Bieniemy calling the shots in August a year ago. But Danny, if Jahan Dotson can make good on being a first-round pick and play to the level that we were all expecting at one point in time, well, now you've got not only an added special weapon for Jaden Daniels, but you've got a receiving room with him and Terry McLaurin and a top 100 pick and some veterans you brought in, Alamide Zaccheaus and Jamison Crowder, where there's probably plenty there for Daniels. So he's a linchpin to this entire outfit's offensive design this year.
100%. And this, again, is the second of the two major gambles by this front office, staff, whoever you want to give the blame or credit to, depending on how it goes. I thought they needed to do something to be better in that department, both at left tackle and at wide receiver, mostly because of Dotson. I didn't trust him to be a bona fide second option for especially a neophyte quarterback, let alone for anybody. But you can get away with it if you've got Josh Allen or Joe Burrow or Pat Mahomes or somebody that's elite. If you've got a neophyte, they should have done way more at that position, in my opinion. I've gone over that. We've hammered that ad nauseum. But if they're right and they said, no, we got the solution internally. We got this guy that was miscast last year. We got this guy that, this was a Howell Bieniemy problem, not as much a Dotson problem. You watch the production. If they're right, this is a different eye line for the season. I think it's a much more functional offense. It's better for Daniels' development. Everything about it is enormous in terms of the growth of this kind of program here in year number one. It's a risk I wouldn't have taken, but they're doing it at two major key, super important, highly paid spots right behind quarterback in the NFL. This is where the money's going. Tackles, wide receivers, and people to tackle the quarterback. They didn't invest there much beyond a glorified fourth-round pick. And a third-round pick that was a part-time guard in college. If those things work out, these guys are geniuses, and I will go without questioning them for some time.
He played both slot and wide last year. They moved him around a ton. I don't know if that was part of the regression or coincidental, but he played 358 snaps in the slot last year and 551 out wide. He also lined up in the backfield on one play, for what it's worth. They just need a lot more out of him.
Yep.
He's the 16th pick in the draft. You don't draft a wide receiver at 16 unless you think that that player can eventually play like a number one in terms of productivity. Now, having watched him, he's not big enough necessarily. He doesn't really have number one type frame or skill set in terms of being a volume in a 100 catch, 1,500 yard wide receiver. That's not in the cards. But what I saw in his rookie year, what I hope he gets back to, was he fights for the football. He attacks the rock. He can make contested catches for a little guy, sub 6 foot, about 185 pounds, whatever he's going to be listed at the start of this season. He also, in addition to winning some jump balls downfield from Heinicke, think about that night game. I think it was against the Giants when he went up the ladder on like just a prayer of a throw into the air. He also makes plays after the catch. He is shifty and elusive and really capable in the open field. We saw him put defenders in, the spin zone where he kind of would make a move or score after breaking the ankles of one or two defenders. Like, he had some real highlight plays. But last year was just different. He went from, in PFF grades, being 40th out of 113 qualified wide receivers in 2022 to 98th out of 128 qualified wide receivers in 2023. His overall grade via PFF, 71, which is in the green, that's good, to 57.7, which is in the yellow, not good, and trending toward actually just a bad season. There were some drops in there, which I know frustrated people. Those you got to put on him. But I do think his season had a lot more to do with the Bieniemy and Howell probably than it had to do with him. And if he plays poorly again this year, I'll update my file.
Mm-hmm.
But that is how I've decided to file that season away based on what I saw in his rookie year. If that was his rookie year, I'd feel differently about him. But we saw the first thing. We saw what it looked like the previous season when you had a longtime coordinator with some play calling chops in this league making you a fixture. And down the stretch last year, he was the opposite of that. They didn't find him. They didn't prioritize him. They didn't care about him. How much of that was him? I guess we're going to find out real soon.
Yeah, this is a fascinating case study, right? I mean, if you change external factors and keep one constant the same, a.k.a. Jahan Dotson on his rookie deal, and we're going to really see. The proof will be in the pudding here. I think there's probably a lot of things that limited him last year, right, in terms of Howell, in terms of Bieniemy. No problem ascribing some blame there, right? Terry McLaurin barely cracked 1,000 yards, for example. We've got some deposits in the bank that say he's probably better than a guy that gets 1,002 yards on the nose, right? So there's some watering down, but there's a lot more on Dotson, I think, in terms of his lack of production overall. And if those things can be corrected or improved upon, again, this is a major gamble, and if it works, then they're geniuses.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.